Bread by Stephen Connolly.
Why couldn't she pick something from the wedding list?
Daniel, she'll hear you.
We don't need a bread maker, Alice. We're only 5 minutes from Waitrose. Why couldn't she have got us the coffee maker?
Mummy hates wedding lists, I did say.
You'll have to drive to Waitrose to buy flour. Completely pointless. And how long is she planning to stay? We've been married a month. We've barely had a moment to ourselves. Why don't we nip over to town tonight? We could take in a show and stay over and you could do that lovely...
Could you open the lid for me?
What?
The bread maker. It's time to add the olives and my hands are covered in oil.
Here.
Daniel! Daniel!
Alice? Oh my God.
He's dead, Mummy.
Are you sure?
There's no pulse.
Let me... No, he's dead. Thank God.
Mummy.
Well, it's not as though you loved him, darling. Daniel was the most repulsive man you've ever been married to. Come on, jump to it. Go dial 999 while I lose the evidence.
Yes, Mummy.
And try to sound distraught this time, darling. After we killed Edward, you sounded like you were ordering pizza.
To Daniel.
May he rest in peace. Cheers.
Well, the good news is I get all the cash, stocks and shares.
And the bad news?
The house goes to his sister, the London flat to his brother and the cars to a cousin in Swindon I've never even heard of.
How did the family take it?
Through gritted teeth. Still, we're not going to make more than 40% of what we'd hoped.
Hell. And I need to pay the Polyakovs in 10 days. We're going to have to start planning the next one sooner than expected. Drink up, we should get to the bank.
No need. I persuaded them to do a money transfer. We can get straight off, leave this sad little town behind us. What is it, Mummy?
It's Cousin Julia's birthday next week.
So?
I promised we'd send something.
You're such a soft touch. Cousin Julia needs to learn to fend for herself.
Oh, be fair, darling. She is family.
She's also the most stupid woman in England. Has it never occurred to her why we change name and address so often?
That doesn't make her stupid, darling. Just tactful. She's a probation officer, and you know they earn practically nothing.
Cousin Julia should have learned more valuable skills, Mummy, like we had to. Just don't give her more than 100, okay? Now, do you have a short list for the next one?
Well, it's down to a surgeon, 2 bankers, and a chap who's big in agriculture.
I'm not marrying anybody who smells of cow muck, even if we do get to kill him.
Actually, do you think we ought to move with the times?
In what way?
There are a lot of rich widows out there.
I know, Mummy, I'm one of them.
Well, what if you were to marry one, just for a change? It's all the rage these days.
Call me old-fashioned, Mummy, but I'd rather stick with what I know. What's our angle this time?
Excuse me?
Yes?
I believe this charming shawl must be yours.
I've been looking for that everywhere.
You dropped it in the foyer, but by the time I'd picked it up, you'd vanished.
It was my grandmother's. She was a princess. She brought this out of Russia after the revolution. Mummy would skin me alive if I'd lost it.
Have we met? Before, I mean.
I don't think so.
Monte Carlo. Back in the autumn?
Whoever goes to Monte in the autumn.
Frank Thesinger.
Alice, sweetie, you must let me buy you a drink. So what do you do in agriculture, Frank? Do you get awfully muddy?
I'm in tractors and combine harvesters. I lease them all over Eastern Europe.
A growth market over there. All those wide open spaces. All that wheat being turned into bread.
So you don't get muddy at all?
God, no. I haven't been inside a pair of wellies in years.
Frank, what a wonderful view. You can see for absolutely miles.
I thought you'd like it.
And however did you know it was my birthday?
Your mother may have mentioned it. You look very serious.
We've only known each other a week, but it feels like I've known you all of my life. I can't remember ever enjoying myself so much. Thank you, Frank.
You're more than welcome.
It's been the happiest week of my life.
Here's to many more of them.
He's crazy about you, darling. And his credit rating is exquisite. Who would have thought there was so much money in tractors? Another week, and you can start encouraging him to pop the question. Supertramp with Gmar. Oh, did you see the card from Cousin Julia? Sweet of her, but she does overdo the gratitude, poor dear. You're very quiet, darling. Is anything the matter?
Nothing, Mummy.
Ah.
What?
You like this one, don't you?
What?
I knew we should have picked that surgeon. You know where you are with a comb over.
But Frank makes me so happy.
Your father made me happy, darling, until I discovered how much money he owed the Russian mafia. If he hadn't died, I would have killed him for dropping us in such a mess.
I love Frank. I can't bear the thought of killing him.
It's late to be developing a conscience, darling. Do you know what the Polyakovs would do to us if we missed a payment?
I don't care. Haven't I earned the right to have some fun for a change? Especially when it's me that has to sleep with them. Do you know what Daniel used to make me do?
Alice, we're a team. I deal with the planning while you...
Yes, Mother, what do I do?
How long do you think Frank will stay around if you tell him the truth? If you're not with me, you're on your own. Could you manage on your own, Alice? Do you really think you could survive like Cousin Julia on a probation officer's salary?
No, Mother.
You can't give up now, darling. We're so close. Frank's money could be enough to pay everything off. All our debts paid. Enough left over to live in comfort for the rest of our lives. Surely. That's worth one last effort. Congratulations, both of you. And what a beautiful ring. Cartier, solitaire, 5 carat?
Oh, nothing is too good for Alice, although I did have to be persuasive.
Did you?
A girl can't afford to appear too keen, Mother.
Will you help us plan the wedding?
I'd love to.
Excellent.
Thank you, Mother.
And I know the perfect wedding present.
Coast.
I'd love to.
I want to make sure the garage has fixed the gearbox on the Aston. We could take Mama with us.
I'm so glad you don't mind her staying with us.
Speaking of your mother, has that bread maker finished yet? Oh, I can't wait for some fresh bread.
There's bread in the freezer if you're hungry.
We can't do that. That was your mother's wedding present.
Good morning, darlings.
Good morning, Mother.
I was just saying how much I'm looking forward to some bread from your wonderful machine.
Every home should have one.
Excellent. Shall I do the honours?
No, don't touch it. Don't go near it.
Alice, shut up.
I don't think it's finished.
Thank God.
Relax, Alice. Were you worried I'd be electrocuted? Like my cousin Edward?
What?
What?
My cousin Edward, the one you killed. Surely you haven't forgotten him. It's taken me 2 years to track you down, Mrs. Sweeting. Or should I say, Mrs. Glossop? First you were Mrs. Glossop, for a while Mrs. Templeton, then Mrs. Skinner, and at the moment it's Mrs. Sweeting. Not forgetting your charming daughter, Alice.
Frank!
What do you want?
Justice for my cousin Edward. A decent man that did not deserve to be killed for his money by a conniving pair of...
Out! I'm calling my solicitor to have you...
Mummy! Mummy! She's dead.
Oh, thank God. I was sure she was beginning to suspect.
Darling, you were so convincing.
We should transfer the money out of her account.
I know. The sooner we throw the Polyakovs off the scent, the better. I'll do it now.
I'd like to get out of the house within the hour. But first, I need a drink.
I can't believe I'm free of the old cow. All those years plotting, keeping up the payments, the bloody Polyakovs, all those awful men. Did I tell you what Daniel used to make me do to him?
Forget Daniel, darling. Forget them all. Here's to us.
Salut, darling. Right. That's the loot transferred. Goodbye, Switzerland. Hello, Cayman Islands.
I'd better check it's got there. Could you put this back in the fridge?
The first thing I'm going to do is buy myself a brand new...
Alice!
Julia. It's me, Frank. Yes, babe. Both of them. They didn't suspect a thing. If you check the Cayman Islands account, the money should be there now. It is? Brilliant. Well, we did it, babes, you and me. Do you remember the day we met? Me, fresh out of jail, first appointment with my new probation officer. And you took one look at me and started explaining about your wicked relatives and what we could do to them. I know, but you did all the planning. You deserve every penny, babes. Who would have thought a probation officer could be so cunning? No, I'm in the car now. I'll be back in an hour. Bye. And an hour after I'm back, you'll be safely out of the way, Julia. I don't care how cunning you are. I am not spending the rest of my life with a probation officer.
Bread was written and recorded by Stephen Connolly. Daniel was played by Graham Fletcher. Alice was played by Jenny Carr. Mother was played by Chloe. Frank was played by Ian Kubiak. Sound effects courtesy of freesound.org.